Her face was pale. Her gown and the long fall of hair were jet black. She wore a cloak of inky feathers, white scalloped down the front. A long red jewel shone, bright as fresh blood, on her brow. Maeve spoke with her, in low tones that could not be overheard, then began to busy herself with preparations, laying out bandages and pots on the table. The Carlins' activities were hidden in the gloom beyond the firelight, but a sudden, whistling, inhuman cry of pain escaped the newcomer, waking Tom Coppins. Maeve had set straight a broken limb and was now binding it with splints. When all was finished, the Swan Maiden lay quivering in the farthest corner from the fire, hidden beneath the folds of her feather cloak.
"Pallets everywhere," muttered Maeve, leaving the dirty pots on the table. "I shall have to take a bigger cottage next year."
"You heal creatures of Eldritch, madam." Imrian's voice was still soft, like the hissing of wind through heather.
"Hush! Do not speak thus when such a one is nigh. I heal who I can, where and when I am able. It is a duty of my calling, but by no means the beginning and end of it."
Maeve fingered the brooch at her shoulder, silver, wrought in the shape of an antlered stag.
"Carlins are not merely physicians to humankind. The Coilac Garam is the protectress of all wild things, in particular the wild deer. Our principal purpose is the welfare of wild creatures. To protect and heal them is our mandate. Care of humans is a secondary issue. Go to bed."
"I have another affliction. You are powerful. Mayhap you can help me. Beyond a year or two ago, I have no memory of my past."
"Yes, yes, I suspected as much. Do you think I haven't been scratching my head about that? But it's a doom laid on you by something far stronger than I, and beyond my power to mend. For the Coilac's sake, come away from the mirror and go to bed. You're wearing out my glass. Don't go near her, that feathered one. She's afraid of most people, as they all are, with good reason."
The Saurian jumped back onto the Carlin's lap. She scratched its upstanding dorsal plates as it circled a couple of times before settling.